Imagine the astonishment that you would feel if you learned that Apollo 11's historic lunar touchdown took place at the one location on the entire lunar surface, Tranquility, and within minutes out of an entire solar year, 8:17 p.m. GMT, July 20th, 1969, where and when Sirius, the brightest star in the sky, and the central stellar figure, Isis, in the Egyptian triumvirate of Isis, Osiris, and Horus, could have been seen hovering above the airless eastern horizon, precisely at 19.5 degrees elevation, said Hoagland. Yet this is exactly what happened. Marianne Weaver, a former Boeing engineer and computer professional, was intrigued by the data produced by Hoagland and his associate, Michael Barra. As a former researcher with the antenna division of Boeing, she was experienced in 3D computer modeling, computational analysis, and developing equations and analytic methods for problem solving. Weaver set out to confirm or deny the findings of Hoagland and Barra. After a careful study of their data, Weaver concluded that the star alignments for the mission activities and launches did not happen by accident. They must happen by design, she stated. To try and explain them via random processes results in odds of billions to one. I would not bet on the random side of these kind of odds. The significance of these findings is that I have shown there to be a pattern throughout 82 launches that were part of the Apollo preparation phase and Apollo itself. Additionally, I have shown that the Apollo missions follow this same pattern on a day-to-day mission activities level, which is even more improbable because of its consistency with the launch data. Furthermore, it is improbable that the frequency of these stellar alignments are tied to weather or lighting conditions because of the fact that they occur for a variety of mission events, even those that do not require specific lighting or weather conditions, she concluded. Michael Barra pointed to a disturbing similarity with Russian space flights. He noticed that the launch of the first module for the new International Space Station was launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome, located in Kazakhstan, now an independent nation that borders Russia and the Caspian Sea, and was apparently designed to coincide with a number of the significant celestial alignments already found in NASA's long-established ritual pattern. This would indicate some connection between the former Soviet space program and NASA, perhaps through the Nazi scientists working in both. After studying the August 1998 mission, Barra noted the module Zara, which translates into sunrise or rising sun in English, was launched from pad 333 at its precisely scheduled time despite Russian requests to have the launch delayed.